American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 741. Here is the translated text as follows, Pedro Gibert and others. He came back and asked me where my watch was, but before I had time to tell him, he had it out of my pocket. Then he asked me where my money was. It was hidden, but I told him I would bring it. He took the money and told me to stay in the forecastle. I heard the bosun asking the captain for his chronometer. The captain said he had none. The bosun then caught up the speaking trumpet and gave the captain such a blow that it broke almost to pieces. He then ordered me on deck and kicked me down again into the forecastle, telling me not to come up. I stayed a few moments. He then called me up, took me aft, and pitched me into the cabin. The crew were all fastened below. I saw the pirates launching our yards into the water and heard the topsail yard coming down. They were cutting the rigging. They used an axe. I stayed until all was quiet. I saw the boat go to the schooner for the last time, saw them hoist our yards on board, and then make sail. I then got out through the cabin skylight and found everything cut to pieces, with the boom going from side to side. The caboose was on fire, and inside I found a barrel containing a quantity of tarred rope yarn and a pot of tar. If we had not gotten out when we did, the mainsail would have soon been on fire. I do not think the fire could have been extinguished. I have seen some of the men since. Two of them, I am sure, were on board our brig, and I am confident about another one. Here the witness went up to Francisco Ruiz and Manuel Boyga, laying his hand upon them. The interpreter translated to the prisoners what the witness had stated, and they both denied that they had ever been on board the Mexican. I do not see here the third person I had spoken of. I saw him at Salem when the prisoners were examined there. Cross-examined, I do not remember how Ruiz was dressed. He had on a jacket. I cannot recollect what color it was or what he had on his head. I cannot call to mind the dress of Boyga. The schooner's guns were short guns. Among the men who came on board from the schooner was the bosun. He was about 5 feet in height, stout, and wore large whiskers. He had a bunch on his nose. Benjamin Larcom. I was one of the crew of the Mexican when she was boarded by the pirates. I saw one of them at Salem some time ago. The witness here went up, placed his hand upon Ruiz the carpenter, and said, I believe this is the man. This man came to the brig in the first party from the schooner. Cross-examined, I was in our boat when she went the first time to the schooner. I stayed where I was to bail the boat. Heard a noise on deck, thought they were murdering the crew. Drew the boat ahead of the brig and hid myself there. I did not see any of the pirates but the five who came in our boat. The bosun of the schooner was among them. He might be from 5 feet 4 to 5 feet 6 inches high, was of a dark complexion. I think he had straight hair. I do not remember.